And that is something that, I mean, think about it. Your music could live well beyond you. You know, you never know. And there could be people 100 years from now listening to it.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah, this is what we said last time. No, I left a big, rich, wealthy life behind, and I think that was one of my luckiest moments. Whereas a lot of people were saying, "Well, if that happened to me, I would have jumped out of the window, losing everything. How can you cope with your life? How can you cope with other people? You know, walking on the street, people looking at you. How could you survive?" And, well, I said that was probably one of the best things that happened to me in my life.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and you're so right about that, because, you know, like, people tend to judge themselves on what they own. And that's not the way things are. If that was the way things were, then Kurt Cobain would have never killed himself.
Oh, of course.
You know, because he was a multi-millionaire. So, and he even used to say his happiest times were when he was homeless under the bridge writing music.
Yeah. Well, also something that I'm learning now is that music, from an artistic and a creative point of view, is beautiful. It's beautiful because it gives you the opportunity to be remembered, gives you the opportunity to say what you really feel, gives you the opportunity to open yourself up and send messages, whether these messages are caught or not. But the music business is something that I'm getting now, I'm getting to understand now. And the music, the business side of music is like any other business. So with envy, with greedy, with difficult, with money always around. So that's probably something that I am getting affected by, and something that is, I wouldn't say, you know, turning off my how can I say, it's affecting me negatively, and it's affecting also my creativity, because it's difficult to separate business side from music, writing songs from thinking of how to fund a tour, how to ship instruments and equipments. And the business side of music is sucking me.
Yeah. Now, do you find it harder and harder the bigger that you get?
Yeah. Really. Because as in real life, in real world, money is the guide, is the driving force, and this really is really bad. But how can you do without money today?
Yeah, and it's the root of all evil. That's the sorry part about it. But I mean, what people don't understand is money is just a tool. It's not a goal.
It is. Yeah, it's true.
You know,
otherwise, just your life running after money, and then something like what happened to your friend may happen to you, or to one of your best friends, or someone you care and you love in your family, and still, what does money then mean to you? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You can't take it with you when you're dead anyway, because it's worthless then.
Yeah, that's right. And this is what I'm learning now. The business side of music, and it's a little bit frightening me.
Hey, if it's cool with you, would it be all right if I started the interview right when you started talking about the tour? I just thought everything you said. I mean, I'll leave the stuff about my friend and your grandmother out, but when you start, you know, but I'm gonna start it from when you talk about the tour to now, if that's cool.
Well, we can start from there, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, that's all gold, you know.
Well, this fact of the tour, it came out more like casual stuff. I mean, it was a friend of a friend, and I was talking to this friend about the fact that I wanted to travel and take my music around, and he said, "Wow, what did you think about playing in the eastern part of Europe? That market is huge. and is people and the people, the crowd is absolutely amazing. We've been planning this tour since a month, and still we know that people they already know our songs. They already know the lyrics of our songs, and this is amazing. And we have at the moment, I think, 12 gigs confirmed, and we have an average of 120 tickets sold already for each gig. And what we know now is that, for example, Frouche, people they sing it, and they know the lyrics of that song, and so I'm pretty excited to bring our music there. I'm very curious to see how these countries will accept our musical improvisations, our exploring, you know, the space, our way of thinking of songs. I know that our first album is more traditional. All the songs are all recorded in a typical pop structure, but live our songs transform themselves, and I'm really curious to see if they can travel with us where we want to bring them. And really, really, I'm excited a lot.
Now, you talked about how they liked some of your previous work. What do they think about Whitney? Because I just heard that last week, and it's rather tongue-in-cheek, to say the least. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It kind of, you know, kind of put a smirk on my face, actually.
It's a little bit rough. That was take one. Actually, when we recorded, and now I found a more melodic way of singing it. But I feel now that probably that way of singing it was more coherent with the overall sound of the song. I don't really actually have never experienced being whipped, but this is another nice. But it's not nice. I mean, that's the lovely thing of music or writing songs. I mean, you can write a song about whatever you feel in that moment. And if you feel in that moment, well, it could be nice to be whipped, or it could be exciting. And you write a song. That doesn't mean that you have that fantasy. But still, this is the power of writing songs. You can find yourself walking in a strange world, and you can leave trace of that in your song, even if that was a dream, or even that if was a cool thing to think of. And with me is like that.
Yeah,
it's just a cool thing to think of, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it sounds totally not you. like it sounds like it's intentionally like apart from your other work.
It is. Well, it's really an experiment. Like, what if I would think of being myself into that position? What would I feel? And that's the song. It's not really me being involved into hard bondage or sadomaso stuff, but it's like writing. I mean, if we transpose this thing into writing a book, for example, not all people that write splatter book or horror books would really actually like to cut people into pieces. It's just thinking of how it would be nice to be that person or that kind of character, and this is what I love about writing songs. You can be another person in that song. You can, I don't know if it's good to write songs so personal. I mean, so personal, and write about yourself so personally. But still, I think is nice. It's cool.
Yeah, and I've got to ask, with the song Whitney, is that an indication that this tour you're going to take in Eastern Europe and Russia is going to be one of those, you know, you're not going to get what you expect deals. Like, are we in for some surprises, you know, when we see that?
Well, it's totally new for me. I myself into music is I'm really a new buy. I don't know if this is the right way to say it, but I explained before. I did a different job. My previous life was so different, so totally completely different from music. So I found myself actually and occasionally into music, and I found myself in the right place, like in the right moment. But so I've never been touring around and traveling around Russia with a minivan from town to town and playing and in front of a crowd that have been described as one of the most passionate and exciting crowd. So I'm totally dreaming about this. And when I come back, I'll be more precise, and I can tell you stories about this tour for sure. But still is absolutely something new for me. So I don't know what expect.
Oh, I can tell you right now, you're gonna love touring. I mean, it's like a vacation. I mean, you know, like I said, I was in a band, you know, for a while, and we toured the United States off and on. And the only two words of advice: do not ever lose your wallet or your phone.
Oh, yeah.
You will find out how important either one of those are real quick. You know.
Well, you know, this tour is when like United States, Russia is a big country. So we're going to do something like 6,000 kilometers in 20 days. So I think we're going to be traveling an average of 6, 7, 8 hours a day from one day to the other, from one gig to the other, from one town to the other. And it's also a great occasion for us as a band to structure ourselves, to know better ourselves, our limits, to know to prepare ourselves to meet other goals and put ourselves new things to do. We're also excited that we'll start planning a new tour in September, as I said, in different countries, in the same actual geographical area, but putting in more dates and more countries. And I see the tour also as a big occasion to work on new material, new songs. We're still now in the process of working on a couple of new songs that we want to bring on tour with us, play in front of people, ask them what they think of these songs. Well, the reaction would explain a lot about these new songs. But I'm sure that when we come back, we'll have new songs to record, a better knowledge of who we are and what is the direction we have to take for the new album. Because when I compose on my own, I see myself still as a pop, rock, blues influenced musician. But when I bring my lyrics to the band, the band reacts as a body on itself. It's not anymore a sum of people. It's more like a body that reacts differently between the different characters of the people in the band. So I see that if I write a song around a lyric I wrote, the band reacts in a different way, and what can come out is totally different between what I thought about that song. And this creates always an exciting surprise in me, how this lyric will fit into the music that this, you know, different body, that's the band, will produce. So the tour is an important moment where we can improvise and where we can create new songs around my lyrics. So these two new tours, the one we will start in the first date is the 4th of June, and it will end 26th of June in Riga. In Odessa, in Ukraine. And after that, we're going to stay a couple of months in Italy working on the new album. And I'm sure we will have a lot of new materials to work on. And in September, we're going to leave again for a second tour in Eastern Europe. And hopefully in November, October, mid-October, we're going to release a new album. That will be the result of these traveling around Europe and playing live, because our music comes more out of musical improvisations than writing the cheeky song with an acoustic guitar.
Nice, and I think it's going to solidify Noel and the Pandas as a band as well, because you're really it's gonna be like training again. Being together, not just as musicians, but as four guys out in the road. You're gonna learn. It's gonna be like having three roommates. And that actually helps the music, because you get to know each other more as musicians as well, because you're there all the time. And like any musician knows, gigs are paid practices. I'm really gonna love to see how you guys are when you come back.
Well, I think we're gonna be different persons, because not everybody in the band have been touring before. A couple of these guys, Matt Streveden on keyboards and synthesizers, and Nicola Rosti, which is the music therapy researcher and main guitarist in the band, they've been touring Italy quite hard. But for me and for the drummer is a totally new experience, and more of this is traveling with a van, staying together, living together 24/7. I think that if we survive this first small tour, we're gonna come back as a different persons and different musicians, and I'm really curious to see what can come out from this experience. Because, as I said, writing lyrics is one part of the process, but the second part, the most important part of the process, is improvising around those lyrics and getting out songs from that musical improvisation that flies around a lyric. Lyric is just a source of images, and if you concentrate on those images, then these musicians create music, and those songs, those musical improvisations, those long, long-lasting minutes of musical improvisation should be the song. And we're gonna work on that with this tour and in the studio. So I'm sure that by August we're gonna have more or less a new album almost ready. And I'm very curious to see what can come out from that.
Yeah, I'm curious as well, because you're gonna be putting your experiences into that music.
Of course.
Of course. Now, does Nicola and Filippo, them being more of the veterans of the road, have they been giving the rest of the band some advice on how to do things? Or,
oh yes, Nicola is a very experienced musician, and more of this is we all have hobbies. No, you may be interested in knowing more about paintings or whatever, but his hobby is to understand the logistic behind the big tours. So he's always reading books and looking documentary films on, for example, the big tour structure that stay behind, let's say, the Queen tour or the Iron Maiden tour. So he's a fanatic of just a process behind big tours. So we've been planning this tour in a very precise way, but always, as always happens, many, many things will go in a different way as we plan, obviously. So
it gets organic real quick out there.
It's like traveling. It is more interesting, the travel itself, or the planning of the travel, the journey. I think the planning of the journey is even more interesting than the journey itself. And in this tour and in the future tours we will do, I'm sure, planning the tour sometimes is tiring, but sometimes is the most fascinating part of the tour, because tour is just driving around, being hungry, being tired, and playing and drinking and then driving again and then being tired again. Planning the journey, planning the tour is actually a fascinating activity. And we're getting a lot of fun out of that.
Now, how do you do the little things? I mean, because I've heard a lot of up and coming bands ask me this question, and I don't have a total answer for them because I didn't handle any of that. But how do you do the more mundane things, like have the hotel ready, or find what they call a routing date, where it's a place you can play in between you know venue A and A and B? I mean, how do you do that stuff?
Well, this first tour has been conceived as we are the main band. We don't have any support band. So, for example, we don't have time to rehearse between one date and the other one. So we're going to use the sound checks for every date as the main rehearsing tool for this tour, because we're going to play in clubs that are live clubs. Only so being the sole band gives us the chance of doing long sound checks, and that would be our main resource in rehearsing, as far as rehearsing is concerned. The rest of the time will be spent actually driving and living in the van, because the space there are so huge, and between one town and the other usually we have 10 to 12 hours driving, and dates are very close one to each other. So I think we won't have a single day off in an hotel relaxing. We're gonna be traveling a lot, and we're gonna be driving a lot, and from one gig to the other actually. So sound checks will be actually our chance to rehearse. We've been rehearsing a lot now, and we are preparing new materials and also some cover songs, because we don't know how the crowd there will react to only original songs. So we are preparing quite a big set list of cover songs, because just to be sure that we can produce a nice show, an entertaining show. And then when we're gonna be there, we're gonna decide whether to play only our material or doing an actual show, an actual entertaining show, mixing together our songs with cover songs.
Now what covers do you guys play? Because like, you guys are pretty original.
Well, thank you, Rain. We're working on few songs from Placebo. We are working on a song that we all like, which is Mad World, in the Gary Jules version. We are actually working on one song, which we are trying to pandalize a little bit.
That was going to be my next question. Do you guys stay close to the original on a lot of these, or do you guys do your interpretation?
No. Yeah, you see, like I said before, I mean, the band is made by four people, three musicians actually. But these three musicians, when they get together, they almost become a different body in respect of their individuality and their personal characters. So these songs come out always different between the original, and I'm quite happy about that. I mean, it's not a matter of making a better version. Because when you talk about U2 or Placebo, those songs are beautiful. It's not a matter of making them better songs. It's just a matter of getting them more close to our personality or our sound. It's not making them better.
More of an interpretation, so to say.
Yeah, we try to pandalize them a little bit.
Nice. I like that word, pandalize.
Pandalize.
Nice. Pandalize. So when you come back, then are you going to go right into recording the new material, or?
Yes, of course. Just not to lose the momentum. I would say that we would love to think of releasing the new album in October, because we would like to think of the winter as the season where we would be able to tour around Europe to present this new album. We would love to think of playing in the United States. Still, USA is far away from Europe. It's a long trip to go there, and I think we first need to. We would love to find a record label with which share these efforts, and but yeah, it's all a process that we are starting to get used to now. I mean, music business, as I said, is the side of the music that I didn't know before. I'm starting to know now. I must be honest, and it frightens me a little bit, at least to me, because I come from an experience which was my previous life, where business was the driving force of everything, and I saw how money and impact on people, and I was in a kind of picturesque or naive way. I was thinking that music probably was a little bit far from that side. Instead, business is in music, as it is in finance, as it is in all business, in all jobs in life. So this is something that I have to get used to. And in this process of learning, I think that we need to find a record company that can guide us better than we do now on our own, because the world is big, and rules in Europe are different. In Italy, there are some rules, rules in the business. And United States, obviously, will have its own rules. So I feel that I need some sort of support or advising, let's say like that.
Yeah, the rules are different, I think, over here than over there, based on what I've heard from American bands and European bands. But the one rule that I always think is a constant is be yourself.
Of course.
You know, because I mean, there's you're what's going to be popular, whether you make it or break it. I mean, do it as yourself. That's all you can hope for.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to do anything differently by what comes out from our music. I'm not prepared to change it. I'm not prepared to change the creativity process that leads to a song. I'm not prepared to change my lyrics because they're too blue or darky or whatever. I mean, this is something that I'm totally with you. I mean, the first rule is being yourself and stay closer to your vision of what you want to do, where you want to go. Being helped in this is a different thing, and I feel that I would love to have an advisor that can lead us, where we would like to go. But this is something, this is another thing. I mean, it's not music. It's being guided into the business side of music. And it's, probably life will bring me, at a certain point in my life in music, just in front of somebody that can give us an end like that. But who knows?
I think that'll happen. I mean, look at where you were 6 months ago versus now, and then look at yourself 6 months from now. You're steadily climbing. So that's the best future to have.
Yeah, it's a learning curve. Luckily, I have my Nicola, my guitar player is very experienced. He knows what a band should do and what a band should not do. And for example, changing yourself because you think that people would love that kind of music or would love the other kind of music. So this mistake, we're not prepared to make it for any reason. So some kind of rules now we have them, but still we need to learn a lot from the business side of music. And we need to learn a lot from ourselves too. So this first tour will transform ourselves, will strengthen ourselves. And I'm very happy about this being able to get this opportunity. I'm sure the new album will be more coherent and more panda. Yeah, it will be an album truly coherent with our vision of music now, which is what we offer when we play live. Long version of our songs, a lot of musical improvisation, some flavor of progressive music, some flavor of Pink Floyd here and there. That's what I have in my head now, and I truly believe that next album would be totally coherent to this vision of music.
It'll be totally pandalized.
It will be totally analyzed. Absolutely.
You've got to let us review it when it comes out.
It will be, yeah, you will be the first actually to receive it.
Thank you so much, man. So
it's always so nice to talk to you.